Hello again, this is my second bit about the gardening and stuff, so, and service provision. So yeah, this other firm, leave it to us. So what had happened, and the other thing I don't like as well is when these businesses seem to like to not speak to you anymore, that it's all text, you know. And I found when they came round and assessed my job, you know, most people would give you a date there and then, and they didn't. And they said, oh, we'll have to contact you. We haven't got our data. And I thought, well, if you came to have a look at, you know, doing gardening for me, you would have presumed. And they had, you know, plenty of notice because they were visiting somebody else in the area, they said, to look at gardening. So you would have thought they would have had their diary with them. And they probably did, but I couldn't see it. So, you know, hey-ho, because I do know they had some bits with them and they knew I was visually impaired, so they could probably pull the wool over my eyes, as they say. And they sort of made out they didn't have their diary with them and then they'd have to contact me. And I thought, well, that was a bit strange because obviously I need to be able to check. So in the end, I think I had to contact them before they actually did even give me a date. And before I go into that, when they came round, they were meant to come round for a certain time, and I think I was busy just cooking and sorting things out and whatever. And and I might have been out in the back area. Anyway, the door went, and I mustn't have heard it. And eventually, pardon me, I realised they were there. I think they might have banged on the door or something, because people can see me through the glass area of my door, which I can't see them. So I don't go to it if they bang on the door, whether they like it or not. So I answered my intercom and asked who it was, and they said it was them. And I sort of politely asked if they would ring the intercom in the future, and they said they had rang it, but I didn't answer. So I said, oh, well, I'm really sorry I didn't hear it. So I said, I'll meet you round the back. So I went round the back and opened the gate, because there's no need for them to come in, really, if they're gardeners. So they came in through the back. They came in through the back, and they were like, I don't know, they were sort of all right. They were a husband and wife, and they seemed okay and sort of jovial and whatever. But one of the things they said, and I should have, and I didn't like it, to be honest. Basically, their attitude was that I must have, because I said, oh, well, you know, obviously I didn't hear you ringing the bell. I'm terribly sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, what were you watching television then or something? And it's just that assumption that I was just sitting there all day watching TV. And I just thought that was so bloody rude. And it's so typical of some people that they think, you know, oh, well, you're visually impaired or whatever. You mustn't have anything else to do in the world but to sit and bloody watch telly. So, you know, I've got a home to run and stuff like that, and I'm doing a degree and whatever. And they were, and I thought they were a bit nosy, because they were kept, they were asking me about things. And considering they didn't really know me very well, I just thought some of it was a bit nosy, and they were assuming as well that I'd always be in, so they could just sort of turn up when they wanted or give me dates when they wanted. And I don't know. Anyway, I decided to give it a go because they said they were reliable, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they left, and then it took them a while to get back to me with dates, that, you know, whatever. Then they did, and then we agreed the date and they turned up. And they seemed all right on the day they did the work. There was two of them, but they made sure they spent 2 hours, which was obviously £30, because they wanted £15 an hour. And, you know, there was two of them. And considering it was really only mowing the grass, I think, that they did. I don't think they did much else, to be fair. I don't actually think it warranted £30, to be honest. But anyway, obviously I paid it. And then I had to chase them again for another date, because you would have thought after they'd seen me, because I said to them when they finished, I said, oh, when will you be back next? Because I said I wanted every 2 weeks, so they knew the pattern that I wanted. So I said, oh, we'll have to let you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, God, not again. And, you know, I didn't hear from them. And again, I had to contact them because they said they'd put it in an email to me, which they didn't. They sent an email to me about something else but didn't include it, so I had to email and say, could you please give me a date when you'll be coming next? And so they started reading off this dates, and I said, sorry, I can't do those dates because obviously I won't let people in on my property on their own. I'd rather be here so I know what's going on and I can lock my back gate when they've left and stuff, because of my animals as well go in the garden. I wouldn't want the gate to be left open and them to get out onto the driveway or whatever without my knowledge. So yeah, I obviously want to supervise it, and it's my property, so obviously I'm sure most people would want. I don't like, to be honest, I'm not keen on leaving people unless I'm okay with the odd person, but I'm very weary of people just being on my property on their own. Anyway, so they came round and they sort of eventually gave me a date, and then I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't make that date, and then if you want to and then they mentioned another date, and I said, well, if you want to do that date, you can, but I'll have somebody around. And it rang up alarm bells, because actually that wouldn't have really interfered with them. They could have still come and done it, but they decided that they didn't want to come and do it, because I said, oh, the person will need the drive space, you know, the driveway. And considering they're a team of husband and wife, I'm sure they could have carried the lawnmower from just literally round the corner, because there's parking all round where I live, so they could have just parked beside the other car and you know. So I thought, I don't know. Something rang in me that actually they didn't like it, that somebody else was going to be around. And maybe they thought they could pull the wool over my eyes because I was on my own. Because I had noticed when I checked the recycling bin that the garden waste goes in, that there wasn't hardly anything in it. And I thought, for them spending sort of 2 hours and hardly have anything, I just thought that was a bit weird. I sort of thought, I don't know, I think a few alarm bells have started to ring by then, and you should always listen to your alarm bells. And I say that, and I don't listen to my own half the time, but I know I should, because most of the time, 99% of the time, I am right. And basically, I don't know, there was something funny. And anyway, they agreed a date on Monday, to cut a long story short. And because there was so much toing and froing just to get this date off them for the next second gardening, I was like, I'd obviously must have read the text quickly, and I'm really busy with other things, and I hadn't reread it, and I'd obviously missed what time they said. So I texted them yesterday and said, please, could you let me know what time you'll be coming on Monday? And I got a text. I didn't get a text back, so I resent the text I sent again. And then eventually I got a text back saying, you know, 10:30. And they seemed to be, it seemed to be a bit of an, you know, they were annoyed text that I'd asked. And I thought, well, sorry, I didn't realise what time. And anyway, I then wrote back to them and said, look, you know what, I feel that the services, you know, I would want a gardener that will just, you know, give me dates. I don't want to have to keep chasing people for dates and times and stuff. And also, I don't want to keep chasing somebody for dates and times and whatever. And I would appreciate as well, also that I felt that my garden only really warranted an hour's work, so could they advise that they'd only be doing an hour, when they didn't bother replying to that or responding. And as I said, I sent it again. I didn't really get a I didn't send it again, sorry. And then after that, I then got a text off them, lo and behold, which I thought I was, and I think I was leading up to it anyway, for them to say, well, basically, as you say, we're not professional in that, which is not what I said at all. Basically, they feel that they would prefer not to do my gardening, etc., etc. So I thought, oh, good luck to you, fine, because my old gardener is able to come back now. So I sort of then rang him, and he's now coming back to me. Better the devil you know, that's what I was saying. And he's well known in Wellenbrunn, you know, blah, 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 and he's got a proper business, because I know people have seen, that's where I got him from the first place. So one of my taxi drivers gave me their number. But anyway, it just goes to show that you have to be so careful of people nowadays. And I just think, even with the best will and intention, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to try and take the mick, really. All right, take care. Bye.